This morning I'll be coming out of Exodus chapter 3, verse 9 through 15. And it's read as following. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel have come unto me, and I have also seen the oppressed with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people and the children of Israel out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I shall go to Pharaoh and that I shall bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? So he said, I will surely be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, therefore, when I come to the children of Israel and said to them, the God of your father has sent me to you, and they said to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am, have sent me to you. And verse 15 said, and moreover, God said to Moses, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your father, the father of Abraham, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my remembrance to all generation. Amen. I was like looking at Pastor when he calls some of the scripture, I am on that. And this morning, thanks to God, I will all of my message will be, I am, the subtitle, you alone. You alone. We see, and before I get started, I want to ask Tammy, would she come up and sing, bless us with song, You Alone.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Hallelujah.
You alone, oh God, you alone. So we ask the question, who is God? What is his name? You see, these are the very questions that Moses wanted to answer. The I am expressed the truth that nothing or no one defined who God is but the Lord God himself. I am is the ultimate statement of self-sufficient, self-existent, and immediate present. God exists not only contingent upon anyone else. His plans are not contingent upon any circumstances. He promised that he will be what he will be, That is, he will be the eternal, constant God. He stands ever present and unchangeable, completely sufficient in himself to do whatever he will to do and to accomplish what he will willing to accomplish. When God identified himself as I am who I am, he stated, no matter when or where, he is there. It's similar to the New Testament expressed in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, where it says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, said the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. This is true of him for all times, but it would have been especially appropriate for a message for the Moses days to the children, to the people in slavery and who could see no way out. I am was promised to free them, and they could count on him. You see, in verse 13, Moses asked God the question, and Moses said to God, behold, when I come unto the children and shall say unto them, the God of your father has sent me unto you, and they shall ask me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And verse 14 said, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. Amen. And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto you. You see, notice that God gave three answers to the question that Moses had asked. What shall I tell them? Your name is. In verse 14, God said, I am who I am. He also said, I am have sent me to you. Yeah. And in verse 15, he said, God said, Yahweh has sent you to me. This is my name forever. So this morning, I wanted to minister just a few minutes this morning about those two words that God used identifying himself. I want to explain what I think God meant when he called himself, I am. I want to explain what I think God was trying to say to Moses when he said, I am, about what I gather from those two very important words, I am, that I am. First of all, God said, I am, it meant I exist. I exist. At the very base of every type of religion in this world is that belief that there is a higher being, a God somewhere. No matter what kind of faith you can think of, whether it's Christianity, Buddha, Islam, Judaism, Hinduism, or some other type of religion that's less known. No matter what religion you are talking about, all faith began with the basic, fundamental concept of existing God. Some religion have made their God a fat man sitting in Indian style in front of a temple. Other religions believe that there are many gods. Still, others claim we are gods. But no matter what the faith before any other part of theology or document can even be discussed, the doctrine of God must be established. In Christianity, therefore, we can even think about starting, we can even think about stating our faith about heaven and hell, salvation and forgiving, the dignity of Christ, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, or the resurrection and soon returning of Christ to this earth. We must first confirm in our mind whether or not we believe that there is a God in the first place. Amen. He is the one true living God, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. Yes. You see, there was no God than that where else there is to be discussed. If there was no God, then there would be no reason for us to believe that there's a heaven or a hell. If there was no God, then there would be no need for salvation. If there was no God, there would be no way of salvation. If there was no God, then it would be impossible for Jesus to claim to be the Son of God. If there was no God, then Jesus would still be dead. If there would be no return to looking forward to. You see, the existence of God is the very most important concept of our faith. Over the years, people tried to persuade us to believe that there is no God. They have tried to tell us that religion is a deception and that our theological is a lie. Knowing all we know about the universe, the human body, and all the creation have anyone believe anything but intelligent or supreme creator? How can people not believe that there is a God? You know, people can say whatever they want. You can believe whatever they want, but my Bible said that in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. And Psalm 33 said, by the word of the Lord was the heaven made. See, my God is real, and my God exists. Amen. He is the greater creator and sustainer of all things. He alone is God, amen, and there's no other. Before time began, he was. When time, as we know, it stopped, he still will be. He is, he always have been, he always will be God. So when God said, I am, he is saying, I exist. Secondly, when God said, I am, it means I do not change. Someone once said that there was nothing prominent as self-change. Today, life is a constant changing society. We see that town, they change. Prices, they change. Fear, they change. Even fads are changing. Moods are always changing. Sadly enough, thanks to God, even church today are changing. Things change, people change, relationship, they even change. That was, as the story was told, there was an old couple taking a ride one day, and they stopped at a red light. And the old lady, she looked over at the next car, and she saw this young couple sitting there, madly in love. The young lady, she was sitting all snug up against her boyfriend. And the old lady said, you know, John, we used to be like that. And then her husband, John, he looked at her and grunted and said, I never move. I've been here the same time. So we see that relationship, they change. He never moved. He's still right there in the driver's seat. So we see that relationship, they changes. So no matter what we do, we change. We have to look for change. Although things, you know, things change. Some things are small. Some things are not so small. Some changes are for the better. Some are not. Some changes come because we choose to be different. Some changes come whether we want them to or not. They will take place. A lot of people don't really like change, but change still happens. It's still a part of life. We live in an ever-changing world. It seems like the moment we get used to something, before we know it, it is different. Example, your cell phone, your computer. By the time you get a new cell phone, learn how to cut it on and charge it up, they got a new one out. So things is changing, so we have to change with them. But one thing, you know, and that changes sometimes, it can be frustrating. Because some people, you know, don't like change, especially when you're in your comfortable zone. You hate to get out that comfort zone. Even in the morning time when you're in your bed and it's nice and cool out there, you don't want to get up. You don't want to change from that condition of snug in your bed, getting up, and have to go to work. You hate that change, but you know that's part of life. That is why it's so good to know that while so many things around us are changing so much, we are serving a God who never changes. We are serving a God who never changed. We are serving a God who said in Malachi 3 and 6, I am the Lord, I change not. We are serving a God who's the writer of Hebrews tell us is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We are serving a God whom James said there's no variation or shadow or turning. It is good to know there's something in the world besides change that is permanent. There's something that we can take that to the bank. There's something I could say, someone that we can count on, and that is our God. That someone is the unchangeable God of the Bible. The same God who exists before time began is this God who lives in our hearts today. He never changes. The same God who has the power to speak to the world and to existence has the power to hold them in place today. The same God who has authority to write the commandment has the authority to direct nations today. The same God who hath the love to send his only son to die in place of each and every one of us has the same compassion for us today. Amen. The God of the past is the God of today. He have never changed. Amen. He have never lost his power. His wisdom has not diminished. His love have not burned out. He was, he is, and always will be the same. One word that is used to describe God is the word immutable. Immutable is defined as not capable of or subsisting to change. And it is a good to know when we have to deal with life or change of life, when we have to work with all the ups and downs in life, we have a God is not going to change. He was God yesterday. He is God today. And he will still be God 1,000 years from now. Amen. Times have not worked against him, neither have needed to work for him. His power have not decreased, saints of God. Neither have it a reason to grow. He have not lost any of his wisdom, neither have he a need to gain any more. His holiness have not diminished. Neither is there a need for him to become more holy. He had always been perfect. Therefore, have been no need or room for improving in our God. He does not develop, grow, weakness, or decline. He has always have and always will have all power. He have always and always will have all wisdom and all knowledge. He have always been and always will be holy. Amen. He have always been and always will be God. Yes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God looked at Moses and said, I am. I am the God of your father, and I am the same now that I was then. Yes. You know, it's good to know that God never changes because that means we can truly trust him. No matter what's going on in our life, no matter what circumstances in our life, we can trust and depend on him. That means we can always count on him even when we cannot trust Old Faithful or a lot of other things that is in the world to always be the same. We can trust the one who said, I am the Lord. I changes not. Amen. Lastly, when God said, I am, It means I will be everything you need. That I am, God will be. Each and every one of us have our own sets of needs. Some of us have financial needs. Some of us have physical needs. Some of us have relational need. Some of us have spiritual need. Whatever need we all have, we can count on God. Our every need is unique unto God. He knows what our needs are. So what better way is there for God to describe himself to people with various need than I am that I am? What better name for the one who can meet all of our need than I am? He alone can speak to the one who is facing financial difficulties and say, I am the great provider. He alone can speak to the one with physical need and say, I am the great physician. He alone could speak to deal with the relationship problem and say, I am the wonderful counsel. To the one who needs salvation, he alone is the Savior. To the one who needs a listening ear, he alone is the best friend you could hope for. To the one who needs instruction, he alone is the teacher. To the one who needs strength, he alone is the Almighty One. To the one who needs direction, he alone is the shepherd. To the one who needs a place of refuge, he alone is our rock and our fortress. To the one who needs encouragement, he alone is the comfort. Whatever it is that we need, he to be in our life, he alone is the I am. When we are sad, depressed, lonesome, God is our loving, kind, edifying friend, Savior, and counsel. He alone is our wonderful provider when we fall on hard times. God is our divine healer when we are sick. He is our mighty protector who guards us and keeps us and frees us from harm. He is the teacher that fills us with knowledge and wisdom and order our steps. He is the architect that draws the well-thought-out plan for our life. He anointed us with talent, ability, ease, and purpose. God is the prince and author of peace. He will go to the battle for us and fight for us, no matter what you're facing, saints of God. He is our deliverer. He is our dwelling place. He is our secret safe haven or hidden security. He is our unbridled joy. He is our towering strength. He is our restored energy when we are exhausted. He is our motivator when we need encouragement. He is a shoulder to cry on and our voice of reason. God is the master miracle and the supernatural creator of all things. He fulfilled our dream. He validated us. He is our hope and our future. God is our infallible guide on the path of life. He is the very essence of our being. He is the definition of pure love. He is after all our Father, the great I am. You see, whatever your need is, God is. He is the great I am. What an encouragement it is to know that we must meet he will meet our every need that we ever have. So if you got a need, saints of God, let God know. Go to God, let him know. Although he knows, but you got to speak your need. He knows what you need before you even ask. But you just got to speak your need. We can depend completely upon him to supply our every necessity. Paul said in Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He said in 2 Corinthians 9, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always have an all sufficient in all things, may abound to every good work. David said in the beloved 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. God asked Moses to be the deliverer for his people, but Moses couldn't understand how God could use him. He was wanted by the Egyptian, forgotten by the Hebrew. He had settled into his shepherding lifestyle. He wasn't all that great of a speaker. How could God use him? But God said, Moses, I am that I am. I alone will be everything you need to do what I ask you to do. Yeah. Saints of God, no matter how down and out that you feel and how unworthy you think you are, God is able to use you. Yeah. You put that title on yourself, I'm unworthy. God look at you as righteous. Amen. You as righteous. So you got to continue to speak that word. I am the righteous of God through Christ Jesus. If you look at in the beginning, God, what God created, he said everything was good. He didn't say anything was worthy. So you got to stop speaking death, but speak life unto yourself. You see, we see that God had told Moses, I am that alone. I alone will be everything you need to do what I ask you to do. See, God is telling us the same thing. Whatever he asks you to do, he is able to, he will give you the power to do whatever, the ability to do what he asks you to do. I alone will be the one who protect you from Pharaoh. God will protect us also. Amen. I alone will be the one who touch your lip. God, he will touch our lip, speaking testimony unto others. I alone will be the one to convince the people that you are the chosen one. I alone will be the one who power free the Israel nation. I am that I am. And finally, Moses obeyed, which we should too. And allowed the statement to be proven true and said, when you have nothing left but God, then you become aware that God is enough. He became aware of the sufficiency of God. He finally understood that God was all he needed. And saints of God, God is all that we need. You know, I don't know what your need is this morning, but the great I am wants you to know that he alone can meet your every need. You don't need to look anywhere else. He is the great I am. You don't need to depend on anyone or anything else because he alone is the great I am. He will be everything that you need him to be. There are many names for God. We see that many names that out there for God, Elohim, which means God. This name referring to God, incredible power and might. He is the one and only God. He is supreme, the true God in the world that promote most many false gods and religion. We have Yahweh. Or Jehovah. Yahweh meaning the Lord. Yahweh is derived from the Hebrew word I am. It is the proper name of the divine person coming from the verb which mean to be, to exist or be. So we see that when God told Moses to go to Pharaoh and lead the Israelite out of Egypt, Moses was scared. He needed assurance. He needed to know God was bigger than any problem that he was carrying. See, God's name, Yahweh, is one of authority. It is one that holds great power and said to all who hear, I am the one, true God. Trust me, follow me. We have the name Abba, which means daddy, father. Abba is the most intimate form of godly name, showing us his created as our loving father. We have the name Elohim, which means God Most High. It's a name used throughout the Old Bible Testament, revealing God above all gods, that nothing in life is more sacred. We have the El Raha, R-O-I, El Raha, which means the God who seizes. He is the one who chased after us, who followed us with goodness. He is the one who sees us when we feel lonely, on all our own, or when we just need the reminder that God is close by. We have El Shaddai, which means God Almighty. We see that God named El Shaddai reminded us that he is all-powerful. He is the mighty one. He is the 911 that we run to, and we can find refuge and rest in his shadow. We have Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. God will provide for our need, every one of them. He is faithful, he is able, and nothing is too difficult for him. We have Jehovah Nissi, which is the Lord is my banner. This is the name of God that proclaims his protection, his leadership, and deliverance for his people. Just as God brought the divine protection of the Israelites against the enemy, the Amalekites, he offered us the same protection and delivered today, thanks to God. We have the word, we have the name Jehovah Rapha, which means healer. The Lord who heals you. This name brings so much comfort and hope to many of us who have prayed for healing and deliverance from diseases, illness, brokenness, or painful circumstances. It reminds us that God knows we are in need of help. He understands we are in need of healing, and he promised to redeem every broken place in our life. We also have the name Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom is meant the Lord is peace. We see God is the only one who is able to give us the peace that passes all of our understanding. Yeah. As you see, saints of God, as you may see, there are many wonderful names for God, but the one that covers them all is I Am. That name let us know that he exists, he never changes, and that he will be all that we need him to be. He is the great I Am. Amen. And as Kelsey played a song, I would like you to just listen to it and let that song minister to you.
Too hard. I am the shepherd and I am the door. I am the good news to the bound and the poor. I am. I am. I am. I am. One, and I am the lamb. I am the ram in the bush for Abraham. I am the ultimate sacrifice for sin. I am your redeemer, the beginning. Messiah, David's offspring. I am your high priest, and I am the Christ.
I am the resurrection.
You, Jesus. Play that last song, Kelsey. Just stay in the attitude of worship. Lord, the Holy Spirit's moving in here. He's always moving. He's always on. Let's not get in a hurry. Amen. Let's just listen to the Spirit of this service. Jesus loves us. Jesus loves you. For God so loved you, the I Am, the healer, the deliverer, the mighty King. He loves us, the deliverer. He's the lover of my soul.
Jesus.
Not going back there either.
Now I know.
Why? Because he loves you. That's why.
I need you. I need you.
My world may fall.
Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go.
We're not counting on the world. We're counting on Jesus.
My Savior. My closest friend.
I will worship you.
I will worship you.
do you know He's your rock? Amen. He's your rock. He's the beginning. He's made a beginning for me. And when I come to the end of this life, that's when life starts. Hallelujah. Amen. So while we're down here, we're going to fight. We're going to fight the good fight of faith. Ron Cap, stand up, brother. Stand up. You're going to fight a good fight of faith. Amen. I want to ask you something. This is what Peter said. Thank you, Jesus. See, Ron just made a, he's going in for, they're going to look for something. Amen. Going to look for your body. Amen. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I am? Who do they say that I am? Well, some say, Lord, you John the Baptist. Well, Ron, you say Jesus, John the Baptist? Some say Elijah, and others say Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But Jesus said to you, Ron, who do you say that I am? Who do you say? He is your I am. See, you said, he is my I am. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. How did he know that? He didn't hear it by his flesh. He heard it by the Spirit of God. Jesus said, your flesh, your mind didn't tell you this. My Father, which is in heaven, spoke it to you. Ron, they don't care what the doctors say. They're just doctors. They're blessed. But Jesus is your I am. He is your healer. Whatever they said might be coming back, You resist that in the name of Jesus. You submit yourselves to the I am and you say, no, I am free. God said, go set my people free. He didn't say nothing about them going back in bondage. He was taking them to, Ron, you got a promised land. Everybody, we have a promised land. Get on the road, amen. It's time to get out of the wilderness and get to the land that's flowing, say flowing. With milk and honey. How do you get there? You got to know the I am. You got to know that you know the I am. He ain't the I was. He's the I am. Amen. Ron, that's your prayer, brother. That's your confession. That's who he is. The pastor's not your I am. Jesus is your I am. Amen. And that's for everybody in this church. Jesus is your I am. He's your healer. He's your lover of my soul. He's the lover of my soul. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. We just get into some songs this morning. Can't nobody. Hey, I tried the world. I tried Jack Daniels. I tried a lot of things. And you know where it got me? It got me busted, broken, poor, and disgusted. But Jesus got me free. Jesus, I answered the call, and I got a call to preach. Didn't know it was there. Because Daddy, Abba God, the I am, knew me before I was even conceived in my mother's womb and said, I've called you to go take my word to the world. That's what the I am said to me. So what has he spoke to you this morning? Amen. Lack. Is lack speaking to you? Speak louder than lack. Amen. Is sickness speaking to you? Speak louder than that. Say, I am. I can't hear nothing, but I am. I am healed. I am whole from the heads to the tip of my toes. Amen. Sing a nursery rhyme if you got to, but sing about Jesus, the lover of my soul. Amen. Don't let the world sing to you. I used to listen. Y'all heard me. I've listened to AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and all these things, but nobody sings to my soul like Jesus. Now, like I say, you can take the rhythm of it, but don't let those words of death, highway to hell. I used to be on that highway, but I took an exit ramp. It's called Yahweh. This way, Yahweh. I took it. That's the only exit for me now is Yahweh. God's way is a highway of heaven. Why don't you just go ahead and get on it now? Amen. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but that word, Yahweh, will never pass away. Praise God. I'm happy. Amen. I'm happy. And I didn't even get to preach this morning. Why are you looking at your watch? I ain't got one. Amen. If I had one, it'd be, tell me what time it was. But there's one on the wall. I don't have to look at it, though. See, faith is a choice. Moses, God spoke to Moses. That was a choice. He had to believe, I am that I am. Amen. You might say, well, I'm not Moses. That's right. You're not. You're different. God never changes, but we're different in here. Amen. But same Lord, same Spirit, same baptism. If you're here this morning, you need something from God that you haven't already received. If you haven't been baptized in the Holy Ghost, if you're listening by radio, you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues, it is for you today. Amen. It came on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem when the day of Pentecost fully come, and is here for us today. How do you receive it? You let Jesus. First thing you got to do, you got to be born again. Amen. You got to have the Holy Spirit within. So if you're not born again, anybody here in this church don't know Jesus? I think I know everybody. It looks like the visitors. I can tell when they smile, I know they know Jesus. Amen. Thank you for your presence, for your faith this morning. If you don't know Jesus, how do you get saved? Do you go confess your sins? No, you just believe that he is the one that saved you from your sins. He didn't talk about your sins. He said, you know, Mary Magdalene could confess to that. He said, where are your accusers? Neither do I accuse you, but go sin no more. See, he knew sin was a problem, but the problem was nobody told her how to get to Jesus. Because Jesus is the one that set her free from all the... See, she was looking for love. She was looking for love. She was looking for love. And then she found Jesus, the lover of her soul. The devil had to leave. Jesus said, I'll never leave you now, Mary. Go sin no more. Why would you want to sin when you find Jesus? See, I was looking. I was looking at churches. I was looking for Jesus, but I didn't know the Jesus that I know now. It was a religious Jesus. Religion will kill you. Jesus will love you. The grace of God. The peace of God. I found him. He revealed himself to me. He showed himself. He's a real I am. He revealed himself to me, Pastor Reed. And he brought me here and brought all these fine people I'm looking at here. Hey, we got some good stuff to tell people. Amen. God is a good God. He's not a thief. He's not stealing and killing and destroying. He is a Savior. Amen. He is risen, a risen Savior. And he's running to you saying, go tell my people. There's freedom in Jesus. Amen. You don't have to die of cancer. Fight it. Because it's trying to, there's all kinds of sickness and diseases that's from the evil, from darkness. Fight it with your words. Don't fight it with your religion or thoughts. Fight it with the word of God. The I am. I am that I am. I am his. Amen. You got to fight. It's you alone, oh God. But see, it's God alone in me. See, God needs you. He needs our voice in this earth. He needs you, Randy. He needs you being strong. He is my strength and my sword. He is my refuge. He is my fortress. See, that's who you got to tell. When you're by yourself, you're not by yourself. You got to tell yourself, I ain't alone. It's you alone, oh God. You're here with me. That's what you tell depression when you're alone. God said it's not good to be alone. That's why he said, I'll never leave you. Hey, he never left us from the beginning. He never left. Adam and Eve's the one that ran. God said, come back. I'll put clothes on you. I'll shed the blood. I'll shed the blood. I'll shed the blood. He clothed them. They clothed them with fig leaves. He said, no, you need blood. Blood's got to be shed. You got to have the blood. You got to have the blood. You got to have my blood. Jesus came and shed his blood. Sinless blood. Amen. Man, there's freedom in here today. All you got to do is take it and receive it. Just take it and receive it. It's like you can cut it with a knife and take you a big old, I like the whole pie. Don't give me a piece. Give me the whole pie. And what I don't eat, you can have the rest. Amen. Give me Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for good daddies, spiritual daddies, pastors God put in my life to teach me faith, teach me who Jesus was. Amen. So I could take him to the world, whether it be by plane, ship, motorcycle. I ain't got that yet. I ain't got the plane or the ship yet. I've been on them. Not many times. Amen. Maybe Jesse will take me ride on his airplane because I got faith. He won't let nobody ride his plane. If you got doubt and unbelief, you won't get on his jet. But I don't have doubt. I don't have unbelief. I got faith in Jesus. If he asks me, I'll go for a ride. I have to ask my wife if I can go first. I have to work my schedule out. But I'm sure we can find an opening. I got sick days I can take. Well, I don't have to call them. I never took them, but now they're personal days. They changed the name on it. See, I never wanted to call a sick day because I'm not calling sickness. I want to be off, and it's a benefit, but then they changed it to personal time. I said, I want a personal day. See, I don't have to call it sick days anymore. It's a benefit. There you go. See, there's somebody that's learned how to use the word rightly. Rightly divide the word of God. Rightly divide it, right? Because, see, it's a blessing you go to the company, you don't stay out sick, that you're blessed, you're healthy. They say, how could you be healthy in a sick world? Jesus, lover of my soul. Amen. Y'all ready to go? I ain't ready to go yet, Reed. You done preached us all happy. I am having lunch today. Don't know what it is yet. You know why? I ain't asked Ruthie. Ruthie's my daughter. Thank you, Jesus. She's blessed. Lord's ministering to her right now. She's taking food that natural food can't do. I didn't know she's over there being ministered to right now, but God did. She's my babe, Ruthie. She plays softball. She's good at it. You know why? Because that's what God gave her. It's a gift from God. Amen. Now, she had to work. This is a natural gift, but she wasn't working to please mom and daddy. She was working to please God. See, the religion to say, if you got kids and they involved in sports, I got my wife and two other sons, they're on the baseball field. You heard me say this. But Jesus is on that field with them. You say, well, why ain't they in church? Because they are the church. Say, don't get stuck in religion. Tell your kids you can't do nothing. We got to go to church on Sunday. You are the church. Put your kids down. Jesus will set you free. Amen. But don't never put that above him. Don't make that your God. See, that's when you get in trouble. But man, my family's out there being witnesses. Amen. Somebody gets hurt, I know they're praying. We praying. Amen. God is a loving God. Ron, you blessed, brother. Let this be in your lips. Let his praise continually be in your lips. His praise. Amen. Lord, I praise you. You're my healer. Lord, I praise you. You never leave me. You never forsake me. Lord, I thank you that I'm healthy and whole. I walk in divine health. See, that's praising God. That's giving glory to God. You're trusting him. We're trusting him. Amen. All the days of our life. Thank you, Harold, for bringing that magazine this morning. You don't know how that blessed me. To see me and my wife's name in that magazine, that's God. That's blessing me. I don't know. I've never met Jesse until we went down there. I don't know him personally, but I am partners with him. We're in the same kingdom. We're in the same family. And then for God to make that connection and to see our name in his magazine, that's God showing me, I love you. I appreciate you ministering all these years and helping. Now I'm going to help you. I'm going to send somebody that you love their message. Man, my family, we sit around and eat popcorn and laugh at the gospel, at what Jesse says. And then we take it and share that, brother. And now God's blessed us with this gift to come here to Concord. Man, that's a blessing. Amen. That's God. But how did it start? I talked about him in here, didn't I? God wanted to bring Jesse to Concord. Bring him on, Lord. Bring him on. You got to get your words out there. I just didn't stand up here one day and preach. God called me and I answered. I picked up my phone. Here I am, Lord. And he said, now serve Jim. Serve Gary. What about me, oh Lord? See, don't get focused on you. Moses. Who am I, Moses? Who am I? See, God said, I'm with you, Moses. You alone, me and you. You alone can't do it, Moses. But you and God, man, y'all are going to go somewhere and do something. Amen.